Hello, my name's Chris Dodge. I'm the executive director of the Tucson Jazz Festival. I'm also the conductor and music director of the Tucson Pops Orchestra, and proud to be a part of this wonderful Tucson community, finding ways to make our community better through the music that I'm able to provide. Yeah, like you said, Dan, I have several of those in my life, but let me talk about an early childhood one first. I grew up in rural Pennsylvania, and we didn't have a lot of access to a lot of music, except for what was in the small community, which was about 4,000 people. Radio was very slim, because where we lived, we couldn't get radio signal. And so you had just the records that might have been in the house and what you might hear when you go to the county fairgrounds and listen to a square dance or something like that. It was pretty minimal. We were north central Pennsylvania. So, so I was from Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. Wellsboro is the county seat of Tioga County. It's literally right north, as far north as you can go, right close to the New York border, close to Elmira and Corning, New York, if you're familiar with those areas, close a couple hours from, you know, Watkins Glen and Corning, New York, and stuff like that. So, but we're out in the Appalachian Mountains. Beautiful place, absolutely gorgeous, but you know, not a lot of exposure to music. But like some of my greatest exposure I can remember at a young age was Sesame Street, because that was the beginnings of Sesame Street. You know, 1975, 76 is where I'm going to remember that. And I know Sesame Street started just a couple years before that. That's where I started to hear music that I'd never heard before. So, but a specific memory, we had a festival every year that took place, and there was a big parade, and it was a Laurel Festival. It was about a flower. And it was the first time I heard a marching band. And I could, to this day, I could tell you where I was standing on the street when that band went by. And it was unlike anything I'd ever heard before. The power of sound waves hitting your body and hearing the different sections go by as a parade is, right? If you're familiar with parades, you know, they'll go by and you'll hear the trumpets, and then you'll hear clarinets, and then the drums will come by, and then the flutes and everything. And you hear different sections as you're standing there. And then I was mesmerized. And my mom told me after I saw that, and I do remember this too, I would go back to the house, get into her cupboards, pull out the pots and pans, and I started trying to play and emulate what I had just seen and heard.
How old were you when this?
Five, four or five. Yeah. That's the first one I remember. There was music in the family. My dad played accordion, and he would pull it out on Sunday nights and play for us. He knew probably 10 tunes really well, but he played those 10 tunes really well, and he would sing, and we would dance. But no, it wasn't like a musical family per se in that definition. I think, and I know, it's more than just think. I know that when one is exposed to a musical experience at a young age, it opens up possibilities in your mind to things that you didn't know existed before. To me, that one moment was probably the seed that birthed a lot of different things. I told you I'd listened to Sesame Street. All of a sudden, I'm listening to, and they had a wide variety of music from like pretty progressive jazz. If you remember the Pinball Machine song, I think it was the number 12 song, to, you know, sing along beautiful melodies, to really well orchestrated music. That there was a lot there that I heard, and then that opened up ears to like hearing orchestral music for the first time, and then going to see live orchestral music. And then I moved away from Pennsylvania when I was 10 and went to a large city and got exposed. I started playing in the band. I took piano lessons when I was a young kid, so I started having facility and music there, and you know, before you know it, by the time I'm a senior in high school, I'm playing in Carnegie Hall. And none of that would have happened if I hadn't seen and been inspired by something so young and seen that music and thought of those possibilities. Why do musical memories stick with us? And I know there's studies on the brain and how the brain reacts to music. I can describe how music hits me. I'm ambidextrous, and I'll get to my point here in a second. I'm ambidextrous, but through my ambidexterity, it's not always that I can do everything with both hands equally well. I can, but I have to flip a switch in my brain. And I can literally feel like I can feel that switch flipping in my brain when I go from doing something in my right hand to my left hand. And sometimes I have to willfully do it. Like, okay, I'm going to switch over to doing something this hand. And it's a switch. All right. So music, I think there's a similar switch, to use that analogy, that when you're listening to music or taking music in, it's more than a listening experience, right? Your blood pressure goes down. You can feel that. Right, your pulse rate goes down, or it gets elevated depending on the type of music and what activities are going on. But that switch that I'm referring to, it happens, I feel, in the brain, but it's not the same as the ambidexterity switch. It's a switch that creates, it opens up a language. I guess that's the way they describe it. Music resonates and speaks to all of us, whether we realize it or not, in a different language, in a different form, and our brain perceives it. That's why, to many degrees, you know, a composer writes something and says, this music represents this to me, and you, or just represents, you know, something that's not totally concrete. Our brains interpret that, and we make our own determinations on what we're hearing and what that music represents. It's a switch, and it's that's the best way I can describe it in layman's terms, that we're taking in the world around us, and the music opens up a different avenue for us to interpret the world. And that's why I think those memories hold on to us, right? We've opened up a different segment of our brain, a different place where we've interpreted the world, and it's made a impact in that little compartment where we've switched open that area for it to receive that. The parade in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, took place every June and was part of what was called the Laurel Festival. Mountain laurel is a pinkish, whitish flower that blooms around June, and it's very prevalent in the area where I grew up. So they created a festival around it. Big community event. They would have a parade. They would have a queen and a, you know, the Laurel Festival queen. Everything small town America that you can imagine. A fair with rides. And there was a kids parade every year that had, I remember bringing bunnies to the kids parade and a litter of kittens once, because we were trying to get rid of our kittens because we had too many. So it was very small town community America event. And we would come to that as a family every year because it was just what you did in the community, and set up on the street or somewhere. There was one main street in downtown, in the downtown area. And that's where the parade would go down. And the band that came was the local high school band, the Wellsboro Hornets. The uniforms were white with green trim, and they wore those Q-tip hats. I'm telling you, I remember it super distinctly. You know, we talk about, you know, the VAK kind of stuff, visual, auditory, kinetic experiences. It's a good way to ground you, and you know that experience itself has it all, right? You're sitting on the curb, you're taking in the smells from the hot dog vendor down the street, right? You're seeing the floats come by, and you're hearing the parade and the bands come by, and all of that is sensory overload. But I've always been I think, a pretty good observer, and I like to take in the world around me. It's probably why I've had a music career too, because I like to observe and maybe interpret the world through the music that either I'm able to interpret or write or create myself. And so I know at a young age that's something that I had in me, that I would observe and take in as much as I possibly could. I've had a pretty varied career, you know, from teaching in the schools, and that's a great life's work to do. Playing opera for 20 years, managed the opera orchestra, Arizona Opera Orchestra, run my own production company, creating shows and stuff for an older generation crowd for years. And I have shows that have played all over the country and around the world that that I've written and produced. And moving on to writing and arranging that music, has moved to writing and arranging for symphony orchestras and doing pop stuff, which helped get to, you know, my position as conductor and music director of the Pops Orchestra. And I've always been a lover and a player of jazz music too. And I think all of my life experiences, from playing to management and whatnot, have helped inform me and to the position I have with the jazz festival and being able to curate a top festival in our country, which I'm super honored and that I'm able to do. I know in college, there's this famous master percussionist. His name is Bob Becker. And he's, you know, played with the group Nexus, and he's done all sorts of, yeah. He's been, yeah. And so the first few times that he was here was when I was in college initially. And I'd really taken to playing the xylophone. And the first time I saw him play the xylophone, it blew my mind. I was like in the presence of a true master of the art of what he did. It wasn't just how fast he could play, and it was so much more than that. It was the finesse, it was the phrasing, the everything that he brought to what is relatively a simple instrument that generally doesn't have a lot of expression built into it, the way most people play a xylophone. He got the most amount of expression out of that instrument that I'd ever heard. That really informed me. That was probably one of the first times like that I was like in front of a master that just blew my mind. Yeah.